Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department were called out to a residence in the 3500 block of F Street over the weekend after a resident reported burglars inside his house. While investigating, officers contacted two people who were wearing black clothing and sitting in a car about two blocks from the crime scene. Officers detained the two, Rochelle Volpe of Eureka and Kenneth Smith of Fortuna, and a search of their persons turned up items taken during the burglary as well as other items found in the car. The pair were arrested and booked into county jail on burglary charges, and an investigation into whether or not they are tied to other burglaries is underway. The California Highway Patrol and the Yurok Tribal Police Department are investigating a fatal traffic collision that took the life of 35-year-old Klamath resident Paula Sanderson on Friday night. Sanderson was either walking in the roadway or lying in the roadway of Highway 169 when she was hit by a passing vehicle. The collision caused fatal injuries, and passing motorists who arrived after the collision stopped to call for help. Sanderson's body was found in the middle of the southbound lane, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information about the vehicle or the driver is asked to contact the CHP or Yurok Tribal Police. The County Elections Department wants to remind those who have received a vote-by-mail ballot but have not returned them yet that you can turn in your ballot if it's completed and sealed in its envelope at any polling location in the county tomorrow. The county mailed out more than 40,000 vote-by-mail ballots and have gotten back around 21,000. Polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning and will remain open until 8 p.m. And speaking of elections, tomorrow night we are covering the elections full-time after the polls close. From 8 o'clock until 10, we will switch to CBS's total coverage of the presidential results and election coverage throughout the country and the state. That's from 8 p.m. until 10 o'clock tomorrow night right here on KINS 106.3. You can also access more election results at our website, KINS1063.com. And TEDx is coming to Arcata. The independently organized event has gained popularity worldwide and is a program devoted to ideas worth spreading. The conference brings people together from three worlds: technology, entertainment, and design. TEDx will be held December 2nd at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and the event promises to deliver a dynamic and interesting cast of local speakers preparing to present talks related to the theme, I Found It. Organizers warn that the audience will be limited, as a number of tickets will be on sale for an hour at midnight on November 16th and will go on sale at noon later that day. Tickets are $60 apiece. And the city of Eureka announced that road construction will be performed at one of the city's busiest intersections beginning today and continuing through the week. Work crews will be working on the driveway of the Humboldt Bay Fire Station between Cousins and West Avenue from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., weather permitting. Be heavy construction equipment in the area, so be prepared for traffic delays. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The cause of a fire that burned a large warehouse on the Samoa Peninsula last week remains under investigation, but Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods knew one thing when he arrived on scene. This was going to be a big job.
Samoa Fire was dispatched. Initially, they arrived on scene. We arrived immediately after that, along with Arcata. We had extremely heavy fire showing from the end of the warehouse. The building at the east end was essentially gone at that point. This building was a huge building, so we had immediately some real challenges, not only from water supply, manpower, and trying to save the rest of the structure.
Mutual aid came from all over Humboldt and Del Norte counties as more and more local career and volunteer engine companies were called to assist. Chief Woods went on to explain that responding to a major incident outside of the department's jurisdiction brings its own problems.
One of the problems for us, Humboldt Bay, is responding into another jurisdiction, Samoa, so we're not familiar with those buildings. We're not familiar with the water supply. So we're immediately behind the curve as opposed to where we'd be in town. In town, we do inspections. We're familiar with the type of construction, all those types of things. You know, the process that we go through, we set up an incident command system, and we build upon that where we're filling various positions. But immediately, you with a building of that size, you just want to try to get around the whole thing and see what you have.
The fire destroyed nearly half of the warehouse and also required a recall of firefighters after hotspots ignited on Friday. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.